Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Mary Cantando being back on the show. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years she's been hanging out with us. She is one of the top women's experts, expert on women's business ownership on the planet, founder of the Women's Advantage Forums, and the publisher of the Women's Advantage Calendar, which I've been a happy customer of for a long time now. She's the author of several books, including Leading with Care, also The Woman's Advantage, etc., etc. She's our good friend Mary Cantando. Welcome back.
Always fun to be here with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Mary, you just got back from a trip across the pond. You went to Africa first. Spent 3 weeks in Africa, didn't you?
I did. It was amazing.
So, what caused you to do this? Was there something that came up that got you over there? Did you just say, hey, I'm going to Africa?
Well, I'm going to try to give you the real short version of this because I think it's fascinating. My youngest son, who's in his late 30s, his company was sold to Oracle, and he and his wife then quit her job. They packed up their house, sold their house, packed all their stuff up, brought their golden retriever down here to live with us in Raleigh, and they took off traveling around the world for a year with their 7-year-old son.
Wow.
So, like the kind of thing people think about or dream about, but nobody ever actually does.
Wow.
In their you know, late 30s. So they're traveling around the world.
I'm so jealous.
I know, but anybody could do it.
No, well, not anybody. America's not like this. The Australians do stuff like this. Europeans do stuff like this. Americans aren't like that.
Yeah. Well,
Americans with money don't always do that.
Traveling around the world for a year, and we agreed that we would rendezvous with them in Africa and spend a few weeks both in Africa and the Middle East there.
Right.
With them, so that's what got us over there.
All right. So you know, whenever I travel abroad, I just can't wait to go out and talk to the people in town, in the businesses, call on, drop into stores and talk to the people. That's my favorite thing to do. I'd rather do that is do the touristy stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, I love that too. I love developing relationships with some of the locals, maybe people that you work with. We had a great opportunity to do that with some of the guides that we worked with,
right,
and the people at the different locations where we stayed, because we stayed there quite a while and we interacted with the same people continuously. We really got to know some of the people, and that to me was fascinating.
Right. Well, tell us about what you did while you were over there.
Well, one thing we did, and this is typical of an African safari, we stayed at a migration camp. And so a migration camp is a group of tents that they move periodically, maybe every 6 months or so, because the animals themselves continually are moving around. They don't just like say, okay, here we are, we're going to stay in this location for the next 10 years.
They don't have a zip code, do they?
That's exactly right. So they're continuously moving. And so what they do is they build these migration camps, which are kind of semi-permanent, but they're all tents, which they move every so often, every, you know, 5, 6, 8 months. They decide it's time to move because the animals have moved on. So we stayed in a migration camp for about a week, and it reminded me of the way a lot of people will kind of dig their heels in a business and not move on, you know, or they're with a certain group of customers and they're just going to take care of those customers, and they don't ever look for different ways to get new customers.
It's their paradigm. They've built a paradigm around their world. They've actually created rules about that view that they have, and whatever doesn't fit those rules gets rebuffed, gets sent off, and even if it's the future calling on you, right?
Right. And so this migration camp really made me think about knowing where the animals are going next, and then moving to be there, like supporting the customers, because what do the customers care? They don't care so much about how beautiful the trees are. Well, they care about that a little, but they really care about where are the lions, where are the zebras, right? So it's about moving to where the customers are, or even beyond that, moving to where the customers are going to be.
Get there ahead
of them. Before they get there. And I was trying to think of the name of that, the hockey player.
Gretzky.
That's right.
Wayne
Gretzky. He always
said
he was going to go where the puck was going to be. Like, he always wanted to get there ahead of the puck.
Somebody asked him what was the key to his success as such a great scorer. He said, a great hockey player, he said, I didn't skate to where the puck was. He said, I skated to where the puck was going.
Right. And that's what a lot of business people don't do. They don't look ahead. You know, where's my customer? What's my customer going to want 5 years from now? Where's my customer going to be 5 years from now? They're looking at where the customer is today. Let me service them. Let me do it the same way I've been doing it for the last 8 years, and on and on and on, right? Rather than thinking, what is the customer going to be needing at that point?
You wake up one morning and you've lost contact with your customer.
Right,
they moved on and didn't tell you.
And that happens a lot with technology. I mean, it can happen for a variety of reasons, right? But so it's really – so this whole migration camp concept got me thinking about always being able to predict where the customer needs to be, what you need to be doing for the customer ahead of them. So don't wait and have the customer drag you there. You need to always be asking your customer questions and moving forward to where you think that they are going to need you to be.
Well, these people who are in charge of that migration camp, they're watching the weather, the season, the grazing, and they know where the other resources are. And they're anticipating and also watching what the animals are doing, so they know where to go. As in the business, the way you do that is you ask your customers. I've said for a long time, Mary, and you have too, if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a week from now or a year from now, all that information is inside the head of your customers.
Well, and that's what your book, right, The Age of the Customer, is about, right? It's about predicting what the customer is going to need, following the customer's lead, right?
What are their expectations? That's the thing. If you can ask your customer, if you can determine what their expectations are, then you're going to be fine. You're never going to lose sight of your customers. Mary, I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.com.
So check it out. Did you write about this and blog about it at all?
About which? This?
About your trip.
I haven't yet. I'm going to.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. Quick break, right back with Mary Contendo. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.